There is muta b'roita b'kefa. He's allowed to eat the juice of the meat, the gravy of the meat. Whereas kefa means on the bottom of the pot, there's a small particles of the meat that come to the bottom. That is muta. Mashma, that's called meat. Because when you say you can't eat meat, meat means a piece of meat. Mashen kein, the gravy that comes out of it, that's not meat. And the kefa, the small stuff on the bottom of the pot, that's also not called meat. That's called thick gravy. But meat it's not called. So therefore you're allowed to eat it. But the Ran says, Muta beroitav of the kefa, kefa haino dak dak shabasa, the very small pieces of meat, shayorid l'shula kedera, that goes down to the bottom of the kedera. This is what the Tanakhama says. For Rav Yehuda Oysa, Rav Yehuda says no, nothing doing, it's asa. Rav Yehuda holds it's asa. Now, Omer Rav Yehuda says, Maisa, once happened the case, the asa alayna Rabbi Tafin, the Rav Tafin said, you know, it's even asa teat, the datesim shenishbashtu imai, that somebody cooked up meat, and he had eggs in the meat, he put eggs in the same pot, and Rav Tafin paskin that it's asa teat, even the datesim, even the eggs. So this is a riot to Rabbi Yehuda, that when somebody says he can't eat meat, he doesn't only mean a piece of meat. He means even things that taste, has the taste of meat. So since this egg was cooked up with the meat, it has the taste of the meat, so it's also usher in the nether of meat. So that's a riot to Rabbi Yehuda, that the right of the juice that comes out, the gravy, also tastes like meat. So therefore when you're making this a nether, you can't eat meat, you mean to include the right of the juice also. The Gemara says, Omru loy, the Chomim said back to Yehuda, Kein Adov, it's taka true what you're saying. That Yav Tafran taka said it was also. You taka right. But I'll tell you there's a big difference though. Hey Mosai, when did they paskin that it's also? Bizman sheyoymar, boso zeolai. If somebody says clearly to one piece of meat, this piece of meat is also to me. So Kitzi made this piece of meat like treifus. To him it's also for him to eat it. There's an issa neder now, this meat he can't eat. So therefore we say, any type of a tam of juice that comes out of this meat, it's also for you to eat. Because you're not allowed to eat this piece of meat now. So whatever comes out of this meat, the tam, the taste of this meat, is also to you. Shehanoidim min adobri, if you ask for some food, you say exactly which food is also. This piece of meat is also to you. Now, v'nis'arav b'acherim, this piece of meat got mixed up in a pot with other meats. Then we say, Im yesh boy benoisein tam, or lav dafku with other meats, it could be with other food, it got mixed up with vegetables, pashtu means min b'shein aminoi. The meat now got mixed up with a different type of a food, with any other food, so we say, Im yesh boy benoisein tam, as long as in that other food that the meat was cooked up with, you could taste the meat there, like there's not shishim, it's not 60 times against it, there's less than 60, so then you say, osar, stak osar, like any isurim. If you make this piece of meat also to you, so this meat now is also for you to eat. So if you cook up this meat with vegetables, the vegetables are also for you to eat. Because the tam, the taste of the meat, went into the vegetables. So there, the Chum say, Avad, I agree to you. The Chum only argued in the beginning of the Mishnah where somebody says, Hanoidim min abosar. He didn't say any specific meat. I'm offering this piece of steak here. He just said, Stam, I'm making an issa neder that I can't eat meat. So there the Chum say, you know what meat is? Meat is a piece of meat that you chew. That's called meat. But the gravy and the small particles on the bottom of the pot, or if you have a potato that tastes like meat, so what? But meat, it's not called. That wasn't part of his nether. When his Tam says, I can't eat meat, meat means meat. But if he says, I can't eat this piece of meat, so then this piece of meat becomes also to him. And Pshita, if the Tam comes out of it, we owe Tam Chikas Diraisa, that the Tam, the taste of the meat, is like the meat itself, even though it's not called a piece of meat, but it has the taste of the issa meat that you're not allowed to eat, so therefore it's also. Like the Ran says, Omru loy means bala machloike shir Rav Yosi. The Chachamim said back to Rav Yosi, Kein adover k'moy sha'at meyid. We're true, we agree, that was the story with Rav Tafrin. That Rav Tafrin said you can't even eat the egg that was cooked with the meat. Avalein zuray, but there's not a proof to what we're talking about. Rabbi Tafin only said it was also when the person said clearly, this piece of meat here is also to me.
since he said this piece of meat is also to me, shav yanashach tichad yisuroi. You make this piece of meat now like a piece of treif. To you, it's also if you eat it. Going to leka shishim b'shel heter hareiz also. Therefore, this piece of meat is cooked up in a pot, and there's not 60 times against it. Therefore, the tam of the meat goes out into all the other food there, and the whole pot becomes also. So that's what Rabbi Yisrael comes say back to Rabbi Yehuda. There's no proof from Rabbi Tarfin. All right, turn over. Yeah, let's just finish the Mishnah, then we'll go back to this big run here. Now, ha'noidim in ayayin. If somebody makes an issa neder not to drink wine, the halacha is mutter betavshul sheyesh bo tam yayin. You're allowed to eat food that has the taste of wine. Because again, the chuda knows that the chum before. You asid, you can't eat wine. You can't drink wine. So wine is also for you. But if you're eating other food, that food is not wine. Even though it has the taste of wine, so what? You didn't make an issa like wine, anything that comes out of the wine. He just said you can't drink wine. So the food now is not called wine, it's mutter. What about the Omar, you say, koinem yayin ze, shenitoyim? You have wine, a glass of wine in front of you. And you say, this glass of wine becomes usa to me. I'm not allowed to eat this glass of wine. So you make this glass of wine like an issa. If so, now, v'nofla tavshul, let's say this wine falls into the plate of food, falls into the vegetables, falls into the potatoes. Now it depends. Im yesh boi b'noi sein tam, hareza osa. If in these vegetables you could taste the wine, it's also if you eat these vegetables. Because here you didn't just say you can't drink wine. If you only said you can't drink wine, wine means wine. What you're reading now is potatoes. Potatoes are not wine. But when you said this wine in front of you, this glass is also to you, you made this glass of wine like it's treif to you. It's also for you. So now this is also to you, and any other taste is b'chlal the yisa. So if the taste of it goes into potatoes, the potatoes now become asa, because it has the taste of wine, just like we said before, to kohen chamim by meat. If somebody says, Tom, he can't eat meat, so he's allowed to eat potatoes that was cooked with the meat. That's not called meat, because you only asa a piece of meat. Potatoes is not called meat. But if he asa one piece of meat, this piece of meat is like treif. That's the loch. If you have a treif, a piece of meat, and you cook it up with other food, if there's a taste of that meat in the other food, the food is also. That's the difference. But a kofar is mashma, let's say, even when you said this piece of meat or this glass of wine is also to you, the halacha is, if it fell into food and there's 60 times more than the piece of meat that fell in, then it becomes mutter. We say it's batel b'shishim. If a piece of meat the size of an egg falls into 60 eggs, so we say those eggs are mutter, because you have 60 times against this piece of meat, therefore the eggs become mutter. So that's the klal of, it's only yasa, kol zaman, there's noisin tam, ad shishim, until you have 60 times, but when you have 60 times against it, then it becomes mutter. That's what our Mishnah says here. It's only yasa, b'noisin tam, if you can still taste the meat in the eggs and the potatoes. So the Ran asked the famous question like this, the kashalon, the end of the first big, the last big line, the kashalahu, the Rav saw that he asked his Rabbi and asked the Kasha, hey, how do we say we are in our Mishnah? That if only if there's a taste of the meat in the potatoes is also. To mashma ho'ein by b'nai sin tam. Let's say there are 60 times the amount of potatoes as this piece of meat, then we say mutter, then the pieces of potatoes are mutter, because in these potatoes you don't taste the tam of the meat. That's what our Mishnah says. So the Ran says the kasher is for nedorim dover sheyesh lematirinu. Nedorim is called something that you could have a heter to it. You could make it mutter. Chidyarmina lekamola. The Gemara says later perikolader mina yerik mishum the mitzvah leshuli alayu. Because there's a mitzvah. Even if you made a neder, there's a mitzvah to go to the chacham and it should be mati your neder. So it's a mitzvah for you to take off the neder. Midrav nasin. The kaimelan, and we hold the chol sheyesh lematirin afilu bielaf levotel. That's the klal. Anything that tomorrow will be mutter, then today we say you're not allowed to eat it bevittel. And the svar is why eat it today when it's batel b'roiv? Wait till tomorrow will be the heter gomer. So here, if nedarim, you're telling me now there's an inyan. The Gemara says later to be shoyl to be mati a neder. So it's considered that maybe tomorrow the neder will be mutter. So right now this meat is lost to you. But tomorrow we have to look as if the piece of meat will be mutter to you. So that's called Yesh Loi Matirin. In one case is, let's say, of an egg that was born on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to eat the egg today. But tomorrow on Sunday you're allowed to eat the egg. That's called the egg of the Dovish Yesh Loi Matirin. If that egg got mixed up with other eggs, it's not butter barayv, because it's called Yesh Loi Matirin. Since tomorrow, it'll be mutter. So the Rani asked the Gemara later says, every neder is called the Dovish Yesh Loi Matirin. Because tomorrow you go to Chochon to be matarit. And the klal is something that you could find a heter, a way to eat it, where it'll be mutter gomer, then you're not allowed to eat it today, bebitol. The klal is midirabon, and there's no din bitol barayv. So what does our Mishnah say by nedarim? If this piece of meat got mixed up with more than 60 times the potatoes, so that the potatoes are mutter, we say it's bottle barayv. Why? We should say the churuch should be done with some material, should not be bottle. So Ran says the klal is like this. V'yeshloim, you can answer like this. The chiyam, meaning, when do we say, afilu b'yelefle bottle, that's something that could be mutter tomorrow. It's not bottle today. Even in 1,000 times, hani mili min b'minoi. That's only if a min falls into another minoi. Like a piece of meat falls into another piece of meat. Then we say it's not bottle, or else an egg. If you have an egg that was born today on Yontif, let's say. Today's Yontif. So you have an egg that was born today, got mixed up with 100 other eggs that were born yesterday. So in such a case, we say you can't eat any one of these eggs. It's not bottle broy, the eggs are also. That's called min b'minoi, where one fell into the same type. Avol hocha, here in our Mishnah we're talking about, kikatoni, v'nisariv b'echod shein aminoi. Dum ye debetzim sh'nesvash l'imoi. Here we're talking about this meat fell into a pot of potatoes, or a pot of eggs, so it's an ein aminoi. The meat that's also went into an ein aminoi, a different type of a food. Here the klal is, v'chol shein aminoi, anytime the other food is not the same type as the isser, afilo b'dov v'shlesh lo matirim b'lai sitam. Even though this piece of meat may become mutter tomorrow, you could be matter neder tomorrow, but so what? Today the meat is bottle and the potatoes are mutter. Then the Ran goes to bring a lot of rayas, and later on he says the svar like this. Come on, in the middle he says, v'chein nirali b'taymer shodover. This is the reason why. He says like this, because there's a machoikis rabbonin of Yehuda, if v'chlau min b'mini is bottle or not. That Yehuda says, min b'mini is not bottle. And Yehuda holds, the Rabbanan say min b'mini is bottle. So Ran says, why does Rav Yehuda hold min b'mini is not bottle? If you have a piece of kosher meat, if you have one piece of treifa meat, fell into 100 pieces of kosher meat, they're all also. There's no din bitter broy by min b'mini. So Ran says, because everything that's alike one or the other, there's no din bittle. Bittle means when two opposites come together, one knocks out the other one. But here that they're both pieces of meat, one can knock out the other one. That's why Rav Yehuda holds min b'mina v'chlal is not bottle. So Ran explains, why does the Rabbanan argue? Why does the Rabbanan say min b'mina is bottle? We hold if one piece of treif of meat falls into a pot of kosher meat, it's bottle, it is bottle. I, l'chura, both pieces of meat look alike, they're the same min b'mina. So Ran explains, because since one is osser and one is mutter, that's the snagdus. That's the opposite here. So we say like the issa goes off because it fell into the heter. That's what we hold. We hold min b'mini is bottle, because one is Isra and one is Heter, that makes this Nagdus. The Ran says, but let's see here what's a double shlesh l'matirin. So this piece of meat that's also now fell into other pieces of meat. So what do you want to say it's bottle for? Because the Isra gets knocked off when it comes to the Heter, they're like opposites. Then the Svar is no. Since this Isra has the yesh l'matirin, so we look as if this Isra is also Heter. So then it's like the Rav Yehuda Svara, min b'min is like heter b'heter, there's no opposite to knock out one or the other, it can become bottle. That's the Svara of Dov Shesh L'Matirin. Now the only reason why it should be bottle by min b'minoi is because the opposite is the Isser heter. If this Isser is aiming to become mutter, we don't look like it's Isser, we look like it's heter. Then it's a complete min b'minoi, that's why it's not bottle. Mashenka, when you're talking about opposite type of foods, when the meat falls into potatoes, there is poshut why it's bottle. Because you have opposites here. We look as if now you want to say the tam of the meat is in the potatoes. No, potatoes are not meat. There you say bit of roiv. So it doesn't make a difference even though it's the yesh loi matirin. Even though this piece of meat will come with it tomorrow. But so what? It's not the issa of the heter that are the opposites that are knocking one out. It's the fact one's meat and one's potatoes. potatoes knocks out the meat. So therefore, even though you want to look as if the meat will become mutter tomorrow, it's mutter today, so what? There's still the esnagdus here. We look as if you have a piece of meat and potatoes, and therefore if you have 60 times potatoes, as much as the meat, the potatoes are mutter. Even though there's a tam in there, we say that tam is bottom roif. That's the Ran's Hezba. That even a Dovish Leishlo Matirin, that we say all over, there's no bit of roif, that's only by min beminoi. Because then it looks like there's no esnagdus, there's nothing to knock out the other one. The mamish pure, the same min, so it's like you have two. Before you had one, you only had one. Now, for another, let's say before you had 10, you had 100. And now one falls in, so you have 101. It's not the pshat, it's not here. If you had 100 pieces of meat, and now one more piece of meat falls in there, it's not the pshat, we don't know where it is. It's here. You have 101 right now. That's why it's not bottle. So that's only a svar min beminoi. But we said, we paskin that is bottle, you know why? Because the one that's iser is called usser, and the other ones are called mutter. So that's the opposites. So when the Yisr falls into the Heter, we look as if we don't see the Yisr anymore. Therefore, the Yisr is not here. But that's only if the Yisr is Asr. But if the Yisr has a Yeshua Matirin, we look as if also it's going to be Mutter. So it's like Mutter. So you know what you have then? You had 100 pieces of meat before, and one Yisr falls in now. You have 101 pieces of meat that are like Heter. That's why it's not bottled of a Yeshua Matirin. Mashenkin, if the meat falls into potatoes, it's Poshet White's bottle. You can't say you have 101 pieces of potato now. You only have 100 pieces of potato. And the piece of meat fell in there. So the piece of meat gets lost there. The tam of the meat gets lost in the potatoes. So it doesn't help me the fact that the meat is a Dovish Leishlo Matirin. Even though we'll have a Heta later, but right now the meat got knocked out because it fell into potatoes. It's considered we have potatoes here, not meat. So in these potatoes we don't see any meat. That's why it remains mutter. Sastrana Mishnah. Therefore, Mishnah says, even by Nedorim, that Sheishla Matirin, if this piece of meat that you made also falls into other food, so true, Kolzaman is a nice thing, time you can taste it, it's less than Shishim, it's also. But once you have 60 times the other food against this piece of meat, you do say bitter brave, even though it's still the Dava Sheishla Matirin. Because it's min b'sheinim inay. Alright, we'll stop here.